I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Been joined in studio in Madison in the world headquarters by a fine congressional candidate. She is Deb McGrath. She is a retired Army captain, a former CIA officer, a wife, and a mother. Welcome to the studio. Make sure you sit nice and close to that microphone.
Oh, I'm so glad to be with you, Mike. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the Devil Radio Studios. Deb, let me start. Army captain. I was a enlisted officer, or pardon me, enlisted non-commissioned. I feel like I should salute you or something.
No, we all serve, right? We all served together.
We did. When was your service, approximately?
So I served from 83 to 88.
Okay.
And I took our toughest assignments. I signed up for airborne school. I went to airborne school. So I'm a jumper. And I served on the DMZ in Korea.
I was afraid to even try air assault.
Oh, that's another good school.
I was a combat medic.
Oh, thank you.
And I joined after Iraq invaded Kuwait. But the first time, it was so short-lived. I entirely stateside, so I don't want to claim any false glory. I didn't serve overseas. I had nice stateside duty, and I went back to college, and I finished up and never had to serve in a war. That really changed. The nature of service, especially for people like me, I joined the reserves. I expected to do one tour overseas and then go back to college, you know, assuming I lived and didn't get maimed. That was the amount of service I signed up for. Deb, that really changed during the second Persian Gulf War. What do you think that, and I realize this is a little off topic, but a couple of military people. Do you think that's fair? Do you think that the people that signed up for that, I mean, I want some college tuition reimbursement. That's what I signed up for, the GI Bill. I didn't sign up for 6, 7, 8 tours. Some people got stuck with that. What's your opinion on that?
Well, Mike, like you, I didn't have money for college, and the military did, and I went ROTC. And so, like you, I wanted to serve. My father had served in the Army, had been in the Korean conflict, and so I knew that service would be a proud way to give back to my country, but I also knew that I would get education out of it. And I absolutely believe that that is what we need to, that we need to continue. In a volunteer force, we need to be able to incentivize this and help people get on their feet again. And many people join the military now for specialized training, like you did, you know, became a combat medic. You could have gone into healthcare. It's a perfect, you know, path.
No, they made us actually get our civilian EMT registry so they could claim we've got jobs that translate to the civilian world. Now, I never did that, but that was part of the gig.
It's a path, but I absolutely believe, like you're saying, that being able to go to college by signing up to serve your country, and you become worldwide deployable, right? That's the part. You sign up, you say, I'll go anywhere. And for my country, and I will serve where I'm asked to go. So you do it wholeheartedly, and so therefore we deserve to be able to, you know, give veterans their education. But I think even more so is people like you were talking about that did back-to-back tours. They had the opportunity, you know, there is now, you sign up for 3 years or 4 years, you determine your own enlistment, and of course an officer's, your commission time. But during that time, you go where you're serving. You don't get to have a choice, pretty much. You can put in where you'd like to go, but you go where you're told. That's service. Then we need to take care of people who do serve. When they come back, we need to make sure that they have health care, mental health care, and that we take care of the issues that they might have encountered when they were overseas or saw tough things. So I am committed to taking care of veterans.
Deb McGrath, fine candidate, U.S. Congress from the great state of Wisconsin. Deb, a current issue before the president and the Biden administration is the concept of forgiving student loan debt. And depending on who you ask and who you poll, it's either very popular or less popular. Some people say, well, you know, I paid my loans back, etc. I see the military as an option for a lot of people that don't have financial resources. I mean, it's a start point in life. What is your opinion? If you were elected to the Congress, would you advocate for A, student loan forgiveness, B, you work it off through some sort of public service? What would be your advocacy?
Mike, I love the way you're, I love the path you're going here, because I absolutely see there's many ways to service, and that we have done this in our history. Sometimes we've given, you know, teachers some work study programs, and sometimes it's been healthcare workers. We need to be able to expand this now. Our environment needs, but we need all kinds of people get training and can work in that, and we could have work study programs, and that they, we, people right now have got such crippling loans, many times for years. So I feel that this would be a great way so that everybody could serve our nation in ways that they feel passionate about and could give right back to their communities. So I think there's a greater path, and the military program is a way that we could leapfrog off of this in order to do this in a better way for the whole nation.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a congressional candidate in the Madison studios. She's Democrat. She is a retired Army captain, a former CIA officer, a wife and a mother, but not everyone has former CIA officer on their resume. Let's talk about that. That's not something you just sign up for. I suspect you were recruited for that position.
Right. So I have to just say, I did actually retire from the CIA. I was a captain in the Army, and then came a military spouse and mother, proud, and they serve too. They sacrifice. And then I was recruited in the CIA after 9/11. At a time when all of us wanted to do what we could for our nation again. And so I served in our toughest locations. I served at the tip of the spear, as we say, in crisis situations. And I was awarded our commendation medal upon retirement for courage and for mission accomplishment in global support, global operations. I'm really proud of what we can do for our nation when, and in keeping a stable world. That is what we need, is so that America can have the best economy that we can have, is so we need to have a peaceful world.
Deb, the movie Fight Club, one of the rules of Fight Club is you can't talk about Fight Club. When you work at the CIA, that's going to be a weird profession. Part of it is you got to keep a secret. Deb, those that know me know I can't keep secrets. Military intelligence, CIA, was not my offing point. How difficult was that? And you know, are there things that if you told me, you'd have to kill me right now?
No, Mike. And in fact, you know, of course, and you and I will be a perfect pair, because I'm the person you want to have right by your side. Because I absolutely, when you know it's for your country, then there is no other option. It becomes very clear that if it's our security at risk, then there's nothing that I have to say. And it's not even something that that I think about, because the mission is the mission, and we're doing what we need to do to make people safe. So it actually hasn't been hard at all. And absolutely, no, we're all Americans, and we're serving for this for the same reasons.
Deb, you want to take an oath to be a U.S. Congressperson. You've taken an oath to the Constitution as a military leader, and I suspect when you joined the CIA. Now, I take a lot of issue with what happened on January 6th of 2021, I guess it was. I mean, the big lie is still permeating politics in the state of Wisconsin. But above and beyond that, you know, this was an active coup against the vice president, an active coup against democracy, and we're learning more and more each day. I mean, the January 6th committee hearings are going to begin on June 9th. We're going to broadcast them live. But the person that wants to run against you, the Republican candidate from La Crosse area, I guess, ran against your predecessor in this position, our buddy Ron Kind. Derek Van Orden was literally at the January 6th insurrection. He was at the Capitol. He has not been criminally charged. What's your opinion of a guy like that, that would look to at least be, you know, insurrectionist adjacent during a coup attempt against the U.S. government, yet the guy wants to go and, what, serve in that very same government? It seems very oxymoronic. Deb, I know you don't support the candidacy of Derek Van Orden, but what's your opinion of the man?
Well,
and he served in the military.
So
what the hell's wrong with this guy?
Let's repeat it, right? To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Right, without mental reservation. Right, that's the oath we took, and it, you're right. Every time you take an oath of when you serve our government, you take that oath. And first, when I saw that, that was a call to action for me. That is why I'm running, because Derek Van Orden almost beat Ron Kind. He came within 3 points. And this is someone that is a conspiracy theorist. He's an insurrectionist. He doesn't reflect our values. He won't defend our rights. He doesn't stand for who we are in Wisconsin. And this is my state. This is where I grew up. This is why I served 25 years, putting my country over politics. And that we must have a leader who will stand up, go toe-to-toe, and I will. I can go toe-to-toe with Derek Van Orden. So,
did you see the headline at the Journal Sentinel today about your possible opponent on the Republican side? Mr. Van Orden apparently took a loaded gun in his carry-on luggage to an airport in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And this is a guy that did serve in the Navy SEALs. Admirable service to the country. No one doubts his service. But I doubt the wisdom or the story, the plausibility of, oh, it was a mistake and I was traveling with the family. You know, in my entire life, I've never once forgotten I had a live loaded gun in my suitcase. It seems very implausible. It seems like the mistake was he got caught. I want to get your opinion on traveling with sidearms.
Well, Mike, let's just remember, too, and when we were trained to use weapons, we were trained to use them responsibly, and you never ever forget what's the most important thing you have on your person is a weapon, and that you are in charge of that weapon. That is the most important, because you have the safety of every other person around you at risk. That is your most important job, to be mentally fit, be psychologically fit to use that weapon, handle it. You never forget it. And so this is, you know, again, another thing about, you know, Derek Van Orden that isn't fitting with a leader. The character of a leader is someone who would, you know, take our laws seriously. He's an insurrectionist. He has not been respecting our legal institutions.
Deb, Deb McGrath, a fine congressional candidate, wants to run against Derek Van Orden. He's the apparent likely nominee of the Republican Party. I think he's the only one running. But your resume of service, and obviously he has an appealing resume if he wasn't a loonball conspiracy theorist insurrectionist bastard, you know, he's got an admirable resume. But how does yours contrast? Are you the right candidate to take him on in the general?
I am the right candidate. I'm the one that can win and keep this seat. And by putting my country over politics for 25 years, and by working together with people of diverse voices, listening to everyone, and fighting for the people of rural Wisconsin who have been left behind for too long. You know, when I look at my candidacy, I'm trying to get things done. He's promoting the big lie. He's an insurrectionist. I want to get drug prices lower. I want to get health care, affordable health care for people. I want to clean up our environment. I'm going to do things for people.
Deb McGrath, we're going to keep you around. We're going to talk about Roe v. Wade. But before we do, I got to tell you, the biggest issue on my docket this elective cycle is got to be democracy, just preserving democracy, keeping the truth front and center about democracy, and obviously trying to see accountability for the coup attempt that was perpetrated against our country. Is that number, what would you say your number one electoral issue is as a candidate?
I would say democracy is at the heart of everything we do, right? And the accountability is going to be huge. So when I look at number one issues, it is making sure that we get the trust of the people back. And so I think that's building democracy. And we can do it through drugs, our economy, and making sure that people have their rights.
Well, Deb, when you say drugs, I think you and I are probably thinking different sorts of drugs.
Lower drug prices. Lower drug prices.
You know, I did go to college in the third. We had a hell of a good time. I wish you got to meet my buddy Dominic, my college roommate today. Come back with us. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine guest in the world headquarters, Devil Radio, right here in Madison. She is Deb McGrath. She is a retired Army captain, a former CIA officer, not director, and a wife and a mother, and my fine guest. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, you're listening right now.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.